Sorry to interrupt again. We've now moved on, of course, to the reading of the report, agenda item 8, the draft report. Just a quick introduction on how this works for those of you who are not familiar with the process. The draft report has been prepared in English only for the moment. So in order to allow us to agree the report at the session, we need to read through paragraph by paragraph so that it can be simultaneously interpreted. As we go paragraph by paragraph, if there is something that is not correct, then please raise your flags. We will stop and we will update it as necessary. Kevin, I think we can skip the attendance part any case, because this will be updated after the session to reflect the final attendance as registered in the list of participants. It is probably accurate as it says, but let's skip it, and we don't need to cover that for this process, and we will update it in the editing process. So as I said, at the end of each paragraph, if there's something that you feel needs to be added or changed, please do raise your flag and we will address it in the report. One final comment on my side. This is a report of the session. It is not a minutes of what everybody has said. Okay. So the point is to get the gist of the discussion and to highlight decisions and to highlight way forward. It is not to say country X said this country Y said the other thing. If there is a specific point which you believe needs to be added with a statement saying country X said this, we are happy to do it, but it is an exception rather than the rule. We are not writing absolutely everything that everybody has said. I hope that is clear, but I can also go into more detail if anything is not clear. Otherwise, then I think, Kevin, we can go, if that's okay with you, Madam Chair, to part 2, adoption of the agenda and agenda item 1.